भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter entitled The Brahmana's Wives Blessed. Chapter number 23, Text number 48-49. Deshaha, Kalaha, Prithak, Dravyam, Mantra, Tantarvijo, Agnayaha, Devata, यजमानास् च क्रतुर् धर्मास् च यन् मयः स एव भगवान् साक्षात् विष्णुर् योगेश्वरः जातो यदुषु इति आश्रमा हि अपि मूढ़ा न विद्महे. देशकाला पृथक द्रव्यम मंत्रतंत्र ऋत्विजोग्नयः देवता यजमानश्च क्रतुर्धर्मश्च यन्मयः स एव भगवान् साक्षात् विष्णुर्योगेश्वरेश्वरः जातो यदुषु इति अश्रणमा हि अपि मूढा न विद्महे. देशकाला पृथक् द्रव्यम् मन्त्रतन्त्रऋत्विजोग्नयः देवता यज्ञमानश्च क्रतुधर्मश्च यन्मयः स एव भगवान् साक्षात् विष्णुर्योगेश्वरेश्वरः जातो यदुषु इति अश्रण्मा हि अपि मूढा न विद्महे. देशकाला पृथक् द्रव्यम् मन्त्रतन्त्रद्विजोग्नयः देवता यजमानश्च क्रतुधर्मश्च यन्मयः स एव भगवान् साक्षात् विष्णुर्योगेश्वरेश्वरः जातो यदुषु इति अशृण्मा हि अपि मूढा न विद्महे.
देशकाल पृथक् द्रव्यम् निश्चयन्मयः स एव भगवान् साक्षात् योगेश्वरेश्वरः
Matajis.
Shakala Pritak Dravyam. Mantra Tantra Vitvichya. Saiva Bhagavan Shaksha Shreshwaraha
Deshaha, the place. Kalaha, time. Prithak Dravyam, particular items of paraphernalia. Mantra, Vedic hymns. Tantra, prescribed rituals. Ritvijaha, peace. Agnayaha, and the sacrificial fires. Devata, the presiding demigods. Yajamanaha, the performer. Cha, and Kratu, the offering. Dharmaha, the pious reaction. Cha, and Yat, whom. Mayaha, constituting. Sa, he. Eva, indeed. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shakshat, directly. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Yoga Ishvara Ishvaraha, the Lord of all mystic controllers. Jataha, taken birth. Yadushu, among the Yadu dynasty. Iti, thus, Ashunma, we have heard. He, certainly. Api, nevertheless. Mudaha, foolish. Navidmahe, we could not understand. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Rishli A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. All the aspects of sacrifice, the auspicious place and time, the various items of paraphernalia, the Vedic hymns, the prescribed rituals, the priests and sacrificial fires, the demigods, the patron of the sacrifice, the sacrificial offering and the pious results obtained are all simply manifestations of His opulences. Yet even though we had heard that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, the Lord of all mystic controllers, has taken birth in the Yuga dynasty, we were so foolish that we could not recognize Sri Krishna to be none other than Him. Text 15, no purport. Tasmai namo bhagavate krishna akhya kuntame dase yanmaya mohita dhiyo brahmana karma vatmasu. Translation. Let us offer our obeisances unto Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His intelligence is never bewildered, whereas we, confused by His power of illusion, are simply wandering about on the paths of fruitive work. Text 51. Savaina adya purusha san swamaya mohitatmanam avijnanat albu anubhavanam shantum arhati atikraman. We were bewildered by Lord Krishna's illusory potency, and thus could not understand His influence as the original personality of Godhead. Now we hope He will kindly forgive our offense. Text 52. Iti swagam anusmritya krishne te kritahe lana didrikshavo vrajam attha kamsa bhita nacha chalam. Translation and purport. Thus reflecting on the sin they had committed by neglecting Lord Krishna, they became very eager to see Him. But being afraid of King Kamsa, they did not dare to go to Vraj. Purport. Realizing that offense against Lord Krishna and finally appreciating His almighty position, the Brahmanas naturally wanted to rush to Vraj and surrender at the lotus feet of Lord. But they were afraid that Kamsa would certainly kill them when his spies reported that they had gone to Krishna. The Brahmanas' wives were absorbed in ecstatic Krishna consciousness, and thus they went to Krishna anyway, just as the gopis, simply to dance with the Lord, travel in the dead of the night through a forest inhabited by wild animals. But the Brahmanas were not on such an advanced platform of Krishna consciousness, and thus, overcome by fear of Kamsa, could not see Lord face to face. Thus ends the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Brahmana's Wives Blessed.
Om Akyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutha Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamstha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratushe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupasvarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Seeking the blessings of all the assembled devotees to enumerate some understanding of this verse. Text number 48-49. Just read the translation again. All aspects of sacrifice, the auspicious place and time, the various items of paraphernalia, the Vedic hymns, the prescribed rituals, the priests and sacrificial fires, the demigods, the patron of the sacrifice, the sacrificial offering and the pious results obtained, all are simply manifestations of His opulences. Yet even though we had heard that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, the Lord of all mystic controllers, has taken birth in the Yadu dynasty, we were so foolish that we could not recognize Sri Krishna to be none other than Him. The chapter of the Brahmana's Wives Blessed is concluding today, and just as we heard so many wonderful enumerations on this beautiful chapter, so many commentaries of the previous acharyas, simply brings us to this point that once Jananivas Prabhu said that bhakti is so easy that we may miss it. Because principle of Krishna consciousness is very simple, Prabhupada said. But the application is difficult. This is also happening in the case of the Brahmanas, where they knew or they came to know, but then yet they were not able to take advantage of the opportunity. And therefore, this is bringing three stages of the repentance of the Brahmanas. The first stage that led to the whole thing is indifference or ignorance, which led to their emphasis or priorities to be more on the rituals than on the essence. The second was because of the interference of their intelligence. Their intelligence became bewildered, faulty intelligence. And therefore, they were not able to make proper discrimination at the time when Krishna was begging through his coward friends. And thirdly, it is infirmity. Infirmity means a kind of weakness, of a lack of faith, and a lack of conviction that Krishna is protector. Krishna is a supreme protector. So this led to the Brahmanas living in repentance. And this is a kind of paradox which a sadhaka always faces in one's Krishna consciousness. His Holiness Devami Swami Maharaj was speaking about these three paradoxes in life of a Vaishnava, where he explains the Kamsa situation. When Kamsa heard the Akashvani that Krishna, the eighth child of Devaki, is going to kill him, he knew Vishnu is going to appear. Previously he was killed as Kalanemi demon by Lord Vishnu. And he knew that Krishna very well, that Krishna, Vishnu cannot be killed. But yet he wanted to kill Vishnu. But yet he could not kill. This was a kind of paradox. He was sure about something, but he was not able to put it into practical application. It was possible to just surrender to Lord Vishnu. But because Kamsa was averse to Lord Vishnu, he thought about killing Lord Vishnu. The same kind of paradox in life of a Vaishnava. The three paradoxes sometimes makes us paralyzed. We very well know, I am not this body. Prabhupada explained many times in the earlier lectures, Prabhupada would say, I am not this body. And the hippies would think that Prabhupada is saying, he is not that body. I mean, Prabhupada is not the body, he is the spirit soul. Therefore he can speak. But this realization would never dawn upon them so early. But yet, in spiritual life, what happens is that we are really sure about it, but now we have this body. We are in this body, yet we are not this body, but yet we are still attached to it. It's kind of paradox. Becomes a kind of blockage, a kind of a obstacle on part of resolving. So what happens is, what happened to Devaki? Devaki was carrying Krishna in her womb. Suchi Smitaha. She was smiling. She was in that prison house of Kamsa, dark dungeon. The fear of Kamsa was there. At the same time, she was developing very beautiful smile on her face, the joy of carrying Krishna within her heart. There was fear of Kamsa, at the same time there was joy of Krishna. This was kind of paradox that Devaki was able to resolve, because she focused on Krishna more than the fear of Kamsa. And sometimes to resolve this paradox, with our material intelligence becomes very difficult. And therefore the bhakti process, the bhakti yoga process is meant to dissolve these paradoxes. And therefore, we have this mind, we have the senses, but the senses are meant to engage in Krishna service, but the senses are at the same time drawn towards the sense objects. It's kind of a paradox. The senses want to serve Krishna, but they are dragged at the same time. Even like the cowherd boys when they were actually in Vrindavan with the in the pasturing grounds with Krishna after that Agasur, Daman, Leela. What happened was Krishna with all the cowherd boys, they were sitting, they were selecting a place, a suitable place to sit. And that was the proper place to sit, and they were trying to make a selection. And they selected a place which was close to Yamuna, the banks of Yamuna, where there were green grasses, there were a nice sitting place, trees, chirping of the birds, the cooing of the peacocks, the whistling, the whispering of the leaves created a fantastic Vrindavan background music, the perfect setting. And the calves were allured by the green grasses on the other side of the banks of the Yamuna, and they started to follow that. The senses of an individual are like the cows. The go is also called, go also means the senses. In allurement, being very close to Krishna, the cowherd boys and Krishna, though they were keeping a watch, still the senses sometimes lose their attention on Krishna and get dragged away. And that's how when the cowherd boys, they see the senses having lost their the cows having lost their way, having lost sight of them, they don't get up to find the calves. What they do? They chant, Krishna, 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 please help, where are the calves? And therefore, internally they took shelter of Krishna, and externally they chanted the name of Krishna. That means there is an internal shelter and external expression. So they chanted the name of Krishna with taking the shelter of Supreme Lord's grace. So here we find that Devaki has taken shelter of Krishna. Though Krishna has taken shelter of Devaki's womb, has entered the womb of Devaki. And therefore this bhakti yoga dissolves the paradox. One way is to negate the sense objects on the path of devotion. To resolve this paradox, sometimes people negate. This world is an illusion. This is Maya. Just forget about this world. Just forget about the sense objects. They don't exist. But this is not the right way. So Prabhupada was once discussing with devotees, and Kaushalya Mataji was saying, Prabhupada, this world is illusory. And therefore we have no connection with this world. Prabhupada said, this world is not illusory, the world is temporary. The world is real, but it has temporary manifestation. There are lakes, there are rivers, there are mountains, there are forests. They are all existing. They all are beautiful. Prabhupada said, just see how they are how beautiful they are. But why do we see the beauty in them? Because we know they are the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. We do not negate the beauty of this world. This is true because this is Krishna's energy. And therefore, Prabhupada said, because this is so beautiful, imagine this is a perverted reflection. How much beautiful will be the spiritual world? And therefore, Prabhupada said, if you make a nice painting, and I say, this painting is illusion, illusory, how much it will hurt you? So Krishna has made this very beautiful creation, and just terming it to be illusory is actually hurting Krishna's heart. So nothing in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said, is this. Prabhupada was saying, one devotee, one young man challenged in a crowd in Australia. Prabhupada got very unruly crowd in Australia many times. one person just stood up and said, I am the center of the universe. Prabhupada said, everyone thinks like that. You sit down. Nothing great about you. And this person said, standing up, so Prabhupada, how do you like Australia? Prabhupada said, Australia is a very nice place. Why? Because it is Krishna's creation. Prabhupada did not say Australia is such a... of course, Australia is not that great place because, you know, there are holes in the ozone layer just above Australia. So nothing great about it. If you get a lot of disease, skin disease, being there. So, and Prabhupada told Americans, I think so, one time in New Vrindavan, actually I have a liking for your place. I like America. And therefore I have a liking, I have a affinity for this place, for America and Americans. How Prabhupada would actually encourage everyone. But seeing the beauty connected to Krishna. So this is a paradox, can be resolved by the bhakti yoga process, by not negating, by not being neutral, but by engaging the senses in the service of Krishna. By engaging the sense objects in the service of Krishna. That means we should be looking all the time to meditate and engage the senses, the sense object, constantly in the service of Krishna. That would Krishnaize the whole thing and the paradox would be resolved. So next paradox is, Kapil Muni explains to Devamuti that Bhakti Yoga is like a digestive juice which secretes and digests all the foodstuffs ingested. Similarly, all that comes in the way of the path of the bhakti, the paradoxes, the conflicts, the confusions, become dissolved if there is sufficient secretion of the digestive juice. Bhakti yoga process is compared to the digestive juice, and once that is enough in quantity and quality, then it will dissolve, it will digest. And that's the process of bhakti yoga. The second paradox is, I have Krishna's holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he mentions in the second verse of the Shikshashtakam. What is that verse? Anyone? Namnam akari bahuda nija sarva shakti stattrarpita niyamita smaranina kala. Eta drishitava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisham iha jani na anuragaha. That these holy names are so potent. You have descended in the form of the holy name, as the holy name. And it can actually benedict. It can actually give the highest benediction. And it is available so easily. Yet, it is my durdaivam that I have no appreciation for the grace received through the holy names. This is Mahaprabhu's vocalizing of our paradox. Daily our paradox is there. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Right? And yet, every day we can actually better our chanting. But actually never master the chanting of the holy names. The paradox is there. Krishna is here in the form of his holy name. Rupa Goswami is praying, let me have millions of ears, thousands of tongues, I can hear, I can vibrate and chant the holy names of the Lord, because they are so sweet, they are so nectarian, they are so nourishing. Yet the paradox remains, right? Life of sadhaka, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, the paradox is there, at least for me, for sure I can say that so much wealth, so much access, so much grace, yet not a drop falls on my tongue. What to speak of reaching the ears? To chant and vibrate Krishna's name is such an opulence. But therefore, what do we become? Do we become hopeless? What does Mahaprabhu say after that? Trinadapi sunichana. That should make us humble, not hopeless. Trinadapi sunichana tarorapi sahishna. That should make us more tolerant.
Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That should make us to chant constantly so that we can appreciate one day. That one day is there, that hope is there. That one day I will taste the nectar of the holy name. And that is the qualification for Krishna to give us that nectar. If we stop yearning for it, if we stop praying for it, it won't come. So hopelessness is not the way, and therefore Mahaprabhu is telling us to develop a kind of attitude which will attract Krishna to give that grace. That holy names should make us humble, should make us more tolerant, and should make us more respectful. And therefore, this is how one can take one small thing in Krishna consciousness and expand it everywhere. Expand it to the fullest. In bhakti, we just need to take a little good and keep on working on that good, make it better, better, best, and the foremost. And that's how Krishna will reveal through that small endeavor. If we just take one thing. In fact, this was the Apollo 13 mission, which was actually having snag problems, technical snag, and everything was going berserk. There was the delay of communication from the module to the base station, and everyone in that module was having difficulty as to how to resolve this problem. So they were thinking, this is not working, this is not working, this is not working, nothing is working. The commander of the module, Gene Kranz, he said, let's stop and let's forget about what's not working. Let's not discuss what's not working. Let's find out what one thing working in the module. They started to see what's working, what's working, what's working. And they found one thing, one system which was still responding. So then they started to work with that system, and slowly they started to make the other systems respond in regards to making the system connecting to that other systems. And slowly they figured out the whole system was now up and fine, and they re-established their contact. So he asked this question, this one question. What is that one thing that is working? In our bhakti, there is many things that are working, but we just need to see this one thing working and make it better and better and better. And every day we have the holy names. Even one Krishna, if we have heard, we should pray to Krishna. Thank you for allowing that one Krishna to simmer in our consciousness. Tomorrow two Krishnas. Right? And therefore this way, at least in this way we have hope, because we are sincerely trying to endeavor. And therefore, in the process of Krishna consciousness, it is the endeavoring by the right means is the mantra. Endeavoring by the right means. And we are living with fate. They are living with fate. Fate means destiny. But with the choice, we are living with fate, that means our karma, but we have the choice of our destiny. That is there with us. That means the free will. This is on case of Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya. He was looking to establish a university, a Hindu university. And he went asking various people for funds, getting Lakshmi. Everyone denied him. They went to the king of that place, Banaras that time. And he asked the king to sponsor some money for the construction of this university. So he, instead of giving some charity, in an angry mood, he just threw his shoe. Insulted this personality. This Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya, he just took that shoe with him back. And then he went to the market and he said, this is the king's shoes. What is the auction, the price for the auction? And he started auctioning that shoes. And the people were thinking, these are the king's shoes. And people were auctioning, people were taking up prices. The king heard that his shoes were on auction. I said, this will be a disgrace if my shoes are sold at some petty price. So he told his servant to buy the shoe at a very, very expensive price. And ultimately landed up giving a very huge sum for that small shoe. And with that money, he built the Banaras Hindu University. Something which is useless, or sometimes we may be useless. Prabhupada said, all of you were like, you know, it's like all this. I started movement with ISKCON with these kind of people who were like hippies who didn't have any qualifications, who didn't have any education, who didn't have any etiquettes, manner. They had all the worst mannerisms, and culture was out of question. And this was like a car which was run down, which was broken, and I had that car, and you all just pushed it, and just that's how it started running. That's how ISKCON started. It was not with an ignition, it was with the push of all these disciples. And Prabhupada was driving this vehicle. So this is how Prabhupada took this little bit good of these Americans. Americans are bold, they're courageous, they're enterprising, they're adventurous. Give them the challenge. Prabhupada would say, what is the benefit of you being Americans if you can't do something wonderful for Krishna? Right? Though they had no understanding, but they had this one nice thing. Prabhupada was, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying when he was in the operation theater in Jaslok, he was praying to Radharas Bihari. And in the dream, and in that semi-conscious state, in the coma state, he got a dream that Prabhupada came and Prabhupada was being asked, he was giving a report to all the acharyas. He said, what is the report? He said, there is nothing worth reporting, but somehow or other this movement is spreading and these people are so unqualified, they are so, they don't have any qualifications, they don't have any understanding of bhakti, but simply they have taken shelter at my feet, that is their only qualification. And Prabhupada actually came running to Jaslok Hospital to stop the operation for Tamal Krishna Maharaj, because Prabhupada said, I want that you should get this operation done at America. He was rushing to just stop that operation, but it was a little late. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said this, the dream that he had. Prabhupada said, that is true. He accepted it. And Prabhupada knew this thing. So this is the paradox that can be resolved by taking a little good, endeavoring by the right means. The first paradox was resolved by employing the process of bhakti yoga in an intensive way by engaging the senses, the sense objects in the service of the Krishna, in the service of the Lord, rather than negating or neutrality. The process of bhakti yoga is positive engagement, and therefore the third paradox is the paradox in the life of a devotee with devotees, where we may have the association of so many wonderful devotees, but we may only realize when they have left this world. So sometimes when we lose the association of devotee, or when we are away from the association of devotees, we realize how much casually or very lightly we took that opportunity of associating with them. And sometimes it becomes a great guilt. Why didn't I appreciate? Why did I simply fight with that devotee? Why did I just do so many things which are so unwarranted for, and now in repenting for the loss of that association and loss of the opportunity that I had to share, to give my service, and that would have been a great blessing for me, but I have lost that opportunity. So this paradox is resolved by overtime appreciation. Apart from dissolving the paradox by engaging in Krishna consciousness, positive engagement, and endeavoring by the right means, the third process is to overtime appreciate devotees. It's an overtime service. It's not in the regular schedule that we can do that. And that means, appreciating means different levels of appreciation. First level of appreciation is to encourage, right? Other is to forgive. And third is to assist. We may not do something for a Vaishnava, but we may just encourage that devotee. We may not be able to help that devotee or do something for the devotee, but we may at least encourage by inspiring words. Right? Because the energy of encouragement is the energy of Sankirtan. Sankirtan is nothing but the energy of encouragement, where each devotee is encouraging each other's devotional service. How Prabhupada would do that in a simple and very sweet way, by encouraging every devotee, little or big, to do his or her best. Prabhupada would tell about his women disciples. That time Prabhupada was, and Prabhupada was very bold. He was not fearful of spies of media, Kamsa. Kamsa is like the media. The spies are like media. Kamsa is like the Maya. Right? So then Prabhupada would not hold up a statement thinking the spies are around. They will lash out or they will... In fact, that happened. Prabhupada said, when that controversy came, Prabhupada would say that why women are disregarded, or Prabhupada would say they have 32 ounce brain and men have 64 ounce brain. And that created a controversy in the West. Imagine, if you do that now, right now, anyone thinking that, you know, I would just try to imitate Prabhupada, right? There'd be maybe a legal case, a suit against you. So Prabhupada did it, right? But then Prabhupada said to his women disciples, all my women disciples have 64 ounce brain. That's how Prabhupada actually resolved the paradox. So this is how Srila Prabhupada actually gave. In fact, Prabhupada told in Kali Yuga, people will trust men less than women, and women will actually be able to preach Krishna consciousness better. Why? Because people don't trust men. And all my disciples, women disciples, actually are very very illustrious in spreading Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada would encourage everyone, one and all, just like Lord Ram encouraged the squirrel and Hanuman. In fact, squirrel was actually discouraged by Hanuman, right? By judging the volume of service, right? Sometimes this is sometimes the kind of judgment amongst devotees. How much? And that was healthy competition, Srila Prabhupada's time. But didn't mean that would discourage others. The purpose of trying to judge or trying to say something was to inspire the devotee to do more. But if something happens by which the devotee declines, becomes discouraged, that is disservice, that is not appreciation. Though we may try to appreciate, it actually may ending up into discouragement. And therefore Prabhupada was once Prabhupada was in Jhu temple, and there was an ordinary laborer. He had only a cloth wrapped around his waist. And he came, Prabhupada was with his disciples, he came inside and he just kept some flowers on table of Srila Prabhupada, and he offered his obeisances and he left. And Prabhupada momentarily had practically tears of affection in his eyes. And Prabhupada said, just see, this one person has just offered me one flower and I have become affected by it. But Krishna is so great. Prabhupada is not saying, I was just thinking that Prabhupada would say, imagine what Krishna would feel. If I am feeling like this, how Krishna would feel? Prabhupada said, no, Krishna is so great that he is saying, patram pushyam phalam toyam, yume bhaktaya prayachyati. I am so insignificant and I am affected by it. But see, Krishna's greatness, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, unlimited. But yet he is happy with patram pushpam phalam toyam, yome bhaktaya prayachati. How Krishna is seeing the affection in the offering and not the offering. And therefore, this is how devotees would become very much inspired to offer Srila Prabhupada. They would be just waiting to see Prabhupada smile. That was the perfection of their service. If Prabhupada was pleased, Prabhupada was happy, that was considered the perfection of their service. Just a smile. They struggled, they were behind the iron curtain, they risked their lives distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. They risked practically so many times just to see that smile. And Prabhupada would say that my devotees are... actually, once Prabhupada was telling his devotees to chant Sanskrit mantras. But they are doing with so much devotion, but then someone just complained, Prabhupada, they are not chanting Sanskrit pronunciation properly. Prabhupada said, you may chant Sanskrit pronunciation, but you don't have a grain of devotion what they have. What is the use of your pronunciation if you don't have a grain of devotion? And therefore, a grain of devotion is worth more than volumes of, what did Prabhupada say? faithlessness. If you have tons of faithlessness but you don't have a grain of devotion is superior than to have volume of faithlessness or convictionless offering. So therefore this is the second level of appreciation is forgiveness. Forgiveness means we admit that devotees will make mistakes and there will be some discrepancies on the part. But the thing is to keep forgiving. Like Srila Prabhupada made the Jew contract with Mr. Nair. And actually made the whole contract ready. And then after some time, devotees, because the lawyers of the devotees were actually in cohorts with Mr. Nair's lawyers. So they convinced the devotees to cancel the contract without Prabhupada's approval. And they just cancelled the whole thing thinking that this is not going to go further. Let's reclaim whatever money we have given. And then they called up Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we have cancelled the contract. Prabhupada was in, I think so, Africa, Nairobi. Prabhupada had the phone and Prabhupada did not say anything. Prabhupada just hung up the phone. And he said, let's go to Mumbai, Bombay, immediately, Bombay. And that's, Prabhupada went there. Of course, he didn't chastise them so much, but he made them work hard for 1.5 years. Sitting with lawyers' office, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj, both of them. And did not tell so much of their mistake, but made them do the rectification work. So this is the purification. And Prabhupada never actually chastised his disciples saying that you made so many mistakes, because of you we are in a soup. All of those things. And I think so one more devotee, Chaitya Guru. And Prabhupada, actually, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying that Prabhupada was very accommodating. He knew that his disciples would make mistakes. And he knew how to forgive them and keep them engaged at the same time. Very difficult. So it's really the art of appreciation. Prabhupada actually was appreciating them by engaging them, giving them a second chance. And then Srila Prabhupada was one more devotee, Chaitya Guru. He was very much whimsical. He said, I want to do my spiritual life my own way. And then he left the devotees. And devotees were thinking that this person has become whimsical, because now he has joined a yogi, bhogi, somewhere. And he is trying to master the art of putting coin in one ear and getting out from the other one. And Prabhupada said, this is nonsense. But then Prabhupada said, you must just give up upon him. And Prabhupada said, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and compassion is unlimited. And what is his mercy and compassion? Unlimited forgiveness. And therefore, Prabhupada would not give up upon any devotee. So he called him back. After a period of some time, he came back and Prabhupada gave him sannyas thereafter. But still eventually he left. But Prabhupada said, we can never give up upon him. Once devotee was smoking ganja. We have examples. But then, devotee said, Prabhupada said, if you don't stop smoking ganja, I will banish you from this moment. And devotee asked, are you going to really do that? Prabhupada said, I was just telling him to encourage him to stop smoking. I cannot reject anyone. There was no question in Prabhupada's life to reject any devotee. Rejection, resignation was not like Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, I resign. I'll go to China. Prabhupada said, okay. There is no resignation. There is engagement. There is only furthermore deputation. If Prabhupada wanted to give up something, okay, then you go and do this. So Prabhupada never wanted the devotees to leave. Therefore, encouragement, appreciation and assisting. Assisting the devotees in their service in a very inspiring way. So therefore, this is, and ultimately the interference of intelligence is because of improper lack of understanding of knowledge, which comes from the anartha called Tattva Vibhrama. This Tattva Vibhrama is not understanding the spiritual conclusions properly. There are four conclusions which we may not be able to interpret properly with proper understanding. The first is Swatattva Vibhrama, illusion of one's identity. Prabhupada once was speaking in a class and one said, Prabhupada, can I get initiated? Papa said, yes, but you have to answer my question. Who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who are you? I am servant of Krishna. Papa said, you can get initiated. Tattva was clear. Though practice may not be there, but at least the understanding was there that I am servant of Krishna and Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though theoretically. An illusion, paratattva brahma. That means having illusion about the identity of the Supreme Lord. Sadhya sadhana brahma means the understanding or misconception of the process of sadhana bhakti or the means to attain that sadhana. And fourth is virodhi vishaya brahma means illusion which is coming out of the unfavorable things or circumstances that lead to antithetical, means something which is against the principle of devotional service, circumstances or things which may lead to opposing conclusion to favorable devotional service. And that's how the third level is infirm. Though the Brahmanas understood everything, but they didn't have the firm conviction to take that bold and courageous step. And therefore, the Brahman Patnis could do that very easily because they were very simple-hearted. They were very simple-hearted and therefore they could take that step very easily because they are firmly convinced. So therefore, the steps that how we can recognize, how we can actually overcome this this paradox is first to recognize. That will destroy the ignorance, to recognize the spiritual personality of Godhead, the principles of spiritual life very clearly. Second is to realize with proper deliberation of intelligence and application. And third is to dissolve infirmity by repentance. The Brahmanas, they repented that they could not take that opportunity. And therefore, but repentance, the fire of repentance will bring about the awakening of devotional service within our hearts. And this is how the Brahmanas eventually could not go to Vraj, but they actually lamented in their hearts, and that was the purification for them to attain Vraj one day. So this is a small deliberation. If any devotees have any questions or comments.
Dhantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Thai Gaur Premanandi.